SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, has been convicted on all three felonies in his federal gun trial.
Now Hunter Biden and the presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, the chief political rival of President Biden, have been convicted by American jurors in an election year that has been as much about the courtroom as it has been about the campaign. And congressional Republicans have signaled they will keep going after him in their stalled impeachment effort into the president, who has not been accused or charged with any wrongdoing by prosecutors investigating his son.
Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced by Judge Mary Ellen Noriega. Though first-time offenders do not get anywhere near the maximum, then it's unclear whether she would give him time behind bars. The judge did not set a sentencing date. Also at SRNNews.com, on another Mideast trip, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling on Hamas to accept a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Blinken says Israeli leaders have told him they support the plan.
I met with Prime Minister Netanyahu last night, and he reaffirmed his commitment to the proposal. I also had an opportunity to speak to Defense Minister Gallant and other senior Israelis this morning. And I think there is a strong consensus, again, behind moving forward with the proposal.
Blinken says the U.N. Security Council's vote in favor of the proposal has made it as clear as possibly could be the world supports that plan. Missouri Governor Mike Parson turning down a clemency request for condemned inmate David Hozier. Hozier is scheduled to be executed today for the 2009 deaths of Angela and Rodney Gilpin of Jefferson City. The Dow losing 132 points. The NASDAQ is up 121. This is SRN News. Iraqi Christians mark 10 years since the coming of ISIS.
When the Muslim terror group seized the city of Mosul and the surrounding Nineveh plain, about 13,000 Christian families fled. A decade later, with ISIS gone, thousands of believers have returned to the region and restarted their lives. But many will never return, and those living in Mosul now have to keep an eye on their Muslim neighbors, many of whom were ISIS supporters. Christians make up about 1% of the Iraqi population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers have approved legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. That bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument Station. The Stonewall Inn was raided by police in June of 1969, sparking a riot and several days of protest. This is SRN News. In consumer news, Chrysler recalling more than 200,000 SUVs and pickup trucks.
The recall covers certain model year 2022 Dodge Durango, Ram 2500, and Ram 3500 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says they may experience a malfunction in their anti-lock braking control module. That could result in a failure in stability control and increase the risk of a crash. Chrysler is unaware of any related injuries or accidents. Dealers will update the anti-lock braking control module software for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
Apple announcing a slew of new features at the developers conference event, many of which are designed to enhance the Siri assistant and bring artificial intelligence tools to iPhone users. AI features will only work on the recent iPhone 15 line, however, because the functions require advanced processors. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.